Hey, this is Chris, Level 3 Coaching, level3coaching.org. I've got Dan here, suicide warrior, Dan Pelly. He is an incredible story and so much to give, and I'm really glad and honored to have him join me today. I'd like to have him introduce himself. Dan?
Hey Chris, I'm Dan Pelly. I go by inspirational speaker. I try to inspire people to choose life. I've been through a couple of suicide attempts earlier on in 1996 and 2010. Finally went public in 2016, had to overcome a lot of shame and a lot of guilt. And but I knew there was some mission there for me. I'm a practicing Buddhist 18 years now. Basically saved my life. I was a Catholic for 15 years. I still respect all the God believers and everything that goes on with God and the spirits of God. But as a Buddhist, it was always about taking action and really drilling that action that you need to take for yourself and making that determination. Basically, I just made this video. It basically saved my life. The quote about determination that your fiber, your energy, every being in your body, it might not orientate itself immediately, but the more I kept saying it and doing it, I was where I needed to be. But now I'm out publicly. I'm on about 20 social media sites. I figure I can really get to a lot of people with these social media sites. I don't travel a whole lot for speaking. I have a real estate business and I work 10 people. So I'm busy on both ends of the spectrum and I always have to rest myself and take it easy because I have a lot going on and moving into some writing for the first time. I did a book called Feeling Worthy with other authors that contributed to Feeling Worthy and things like that. And I'm in the process of writing my own book, Suicide, An Unbiased Robber of Life. I've been working on it for 4 years. The person that collaborated with me, the author for Feeling Worthy that I interviewed with her about, it's about dare to be authentic, and she's a wonderful lady. And she's I'm recording, and she's going to be writing. And I recorded 9 chapters out of 10. I got one more to go. I'm looking to publish in the fall of 2025. And to think I would ever be here when the suicide ideation and the attempts happened, it's just I'm grateful.
And I'm grateful too. Thank you for sharing that. Initially, based on my own experience, and we have a little bit of overlap. I was going to have this interview go into the backstory, but I don't really want to go there because I feel like when we're suffering, we know what the pain feels like. I promise whoever's listening, been there, done that, got the t-shirt and saw no way out. Dan, I'm sure you, same thing. Jim Carrey gave one of my favorite quotes, and I'm gonna butcher it, but it's fine. The difference between sadness and depression. And he says, sadness is when things aren't good, when events happen that are bad. Depression is when you feel like you're living the wrong life. And when I heard that, it touched me. It hit me right in the heart because that's like it really connected. It's wow, all I wanted to do was get into a different life. I didn't see, mine felt like a dead end. Hope was gone. So there's a lot of different tools that I used on my journey. And if it's okay, I'd like for us to go in and explore the tools because it's so hard when we're stuck. And I'm going to give the easiest one. Yes, please find a way to force yourself to move. If you can get your body moving, it's better than stuck.
Huge. That's a
If you
big one.
can't, it's not the end of the world, but if you can, you've made the greatest gift of self-love to yourself in that moment. And then you can start using the other tools from there. So, what I'd like to start with a tiny bit, because I'm a big person on faith. Faith is how I hold my happiness. When I get a bout of, let's say, depression or anxiety, I let myself feel it. And I'm like, what part of myself is not connecting to my faith? Where's this fear being held in me? Where's this distrust in my creator and in his power and in his love? And when bad stuff happens, I ask myself, what am I supposed to learn from this? Why was this put in my world? How is this an act of love? I keep myself, I do everything in my power to stay in that place. But where we are now in this conversation, and I'm done hijacking it, Where we are now is how do we get to this place? How do we start out and you know the feeling we won't, you can't even get out of bed type of feeling. So I wanted to hear about your, you said taking motion was something that Buddhism brought for you. What does that mean?
You said I said taking motion or taking action.
I might have written it down a little wrong, but
I think
taking
taking
action.
action.
Yes, it's my terrible handwriting. I am so sorry.
Well, believe me, I got my writing's very small, and I write lousy. That's why she's transcribing my voice
Yeah.
and things like that. But anyway, no, I'm good with going here instead because I really don't, there's other speakers out there, and they're really trying to help the suicide, prevention, and they talk about what actually they did. And the hotel room I went in, and the pills that I took, and the Tylenol, and everything I took back then, and I'm lucky to be here from the '96 incident. Not as bad as 10 with the Ambien, but the pill taking was a little less intrusive. Like a lot of women do that,
Yeah.
And just to touch on that a little bit about what happened to me, but
Of course.
I don't get into a lot of details like some other speakers do because I don't want to trigger anybody, first of all, because it can be very triggering what happened to me or when anybody makes an attempt, whether they're jumping, trying to shoot, hang, all this stuff that goes on. And I'm like, I don't want to go there a whole lot when I do my videos. What I want to do is inspire. So I come up with a theme, whether it's action, courage, determination, as you can see in my last video. And this is important because if we stay focused on the results and how I got the results, like we're talking about now, in taking this action, and I learned from my Buddhist practice, and as I chant when I'm like out of sorts, or I'm not feeling my faith like I should be, I sit back down. Like President Kata, my mentor in the SGI, died last year. He was 95 years old, blazed a trail for millions of people, but he always says, "Don't fret too much. Feel it, but don't fret too much. Just sit back down and do your mantra, chant, raise your life condition." And these things, because we're human, we go in and out of these worlds all the time, whether we're suffering or happy, in between, we're in and out of these worlds all the time. So I recognize that, like, hey, I'm having a bad day. I'm human. I'm
Yeah.
getting down. I get anxiety. I feel the same thing everybody else feels. I'm just not a, inspirational speaker, like some of the motivational speakers, as many of them out there. I won't name anybody, but it's rah, rah, rah. Just be positive, get up. And some mornings you're just not positive, and it's okay. Like you said, you got to feel what you're feeling. And when I was on medication both those times for years, and I'm not against medication because it kept me safe from going a third time.
Yeah.
And I knew the fact that in on the medication, and my other Buddhists that introduced me to Buddhism way back in the early 90s. I didn't start practicing until 2008. She planted the seed. She goes, "Dan, you don't feel your feelings. When you're on medication, you don't feel enough."
Yes.
So I weaned off after five medications in 10. My stepdaughter
Wow.
almost got killed in 2010. I mean, 2007. Took a
Yeah.
traumatic brain injury. I raised her since she was 7 years old. She's now 32. In 2007, but I got her back on her feet, and I was a warrior with the mother, and we were there for her. But after it was all over, because I wrote a suicide program, I took psychology in 2000, first time I went to college, and I wrote a 33-page program, and it just hit the shelf. And that was in 2000. And I said, I'm not doing nothing with my life in 10. I had no re I need a different life, like Carrie was saying, right? I need a different life. What am I doing? And I wasn't doing anything in 10, and just kept chanting, just kept taking action. And my brother, when I went in 96 to work with him at a detail shop after closing a business, losing a wife, we got divorced, house, I don't recommend doing three things at once in your life that are major. But I got that depression and clinical for months and suicide ideation. But the one thing he said to me in the morning, very hard worker, older brother, has a detail shop, good, successful detail shop. And I'm laying in bed and I'm suffering because he said, "Come with me. I'll let you work and come to work with me every day." And I closed my business. It was so horrific. And he cared for me, but I wanted to stay in bed all the time. And he looked at me at 5:30 in the morning, ready to go to the shop, and he said, "Look it, You can hurt all night long about the girl, the business, whatever you want to hurt about, but you will come to work with me every day. And I'm like, why? Why? He looked at me with a John Wayne look, had all his gear on, ready to go, sharp, ready to work. He goes, he just looked at me, he says, because you got to keep moving, Dan.
Yeah.
And
That's love. That's love. That's God working through.
whatever God spirit I have in me, or the Buddhists, because Buddhists do not believe in the deity, but we do believe in spiritual energy, in the gods of energy, and it's out there, So the God belief, we respect that in certain ways, not as much as the deity. But when he said it to me, it is like, no, okay. But I got to the shop a half hour later, and I talk about it all the time. I did a video about keep moving. I credit him for the solidness and the support. And I tell anybody that's listening that's suffering on the other side, you've got to find a support mechanism, whether it's a loved one, whether you're listening to somebody, your own faith, whatever your faith. You could be an atheist, but you have to find something to grab onto,
And I'm gonna,
because
I just
you need
want
to.
to, I want to
Go ahead.
elaborate a tiny bit on that because you do have to find something. I 100% agree. And I'd like to clarify, when I say God, it's not a specific religion. It's that force, the unseen force, the unknown, that which is our creator and that creative force. It's that love. It's a
I
word with
agree.
too many meanings, but I use it because it's handy. So just to clarify that.
Excuse
But also, the answer, and this is hard, a lot of people, the reason I'm pushing so much towards the product and the finish line
me.
is I know when I was depressed, the world tells you the best you can do is not be depressed. And pardon my French, please, that's bullshit. I'm happy. And if you knew what I was going through right now in my life, you wouldn't believe that I'd possibly be happy. But I am happy because I understand this is what my path is. And this is how everything happens. And I trust it. And I'm not going to resist it. The resistance is the pain. The resistance makes the pain. What's happening right now is what's happening right now, whether or not I choose to like it, whether or not I choose to grow from it. The answer at every moment is right in front of us.
Oh, sorry. Sorry
When we
about
have
that.
the eyes to hear, when we have our heart open, now that's the thing in depression, that heart is walled off. You think you're protecting yourself? Nah, buddy, you built the walls to your prison. You are locked up in that prison and you are dying because you won't be vulnerable because you're protecting yourself. You're not protecting yourself. You're hurting yourself every time you're stabbing yourself. You're denying who you are. And you had said, and I totally agree with taking action. And part of it is, what action do we take? How do we find that direction? And that's where allowing ourselves to listen, because the world will give it to us. Your brother acted as an agent of through love and brought you back. Like that's love. If you write a definition of love in a book, that's love.
I might have hated having the detail. Not that I'm against hard work. I'm all Italian. My father was Italian. We
Yeah.
were laying driveways when I was young, and I put the shoes on. I mean, I'm a very hard worker. Physically, I could do a lot of hard work in
Yeah.
my day. Truck driving, tractor trailer, and then getting into real estate way back in the 80s, and still in it, running my own businesses, and so forth. But when you talk about that, the action that we were taking, and in the force of things, I just hated that I had a detail. I come out of a three-piece suit for years, and I was changing my life and successful business, and not that I hated what my brother was doing, very successful business, and I really had to get some humility and really get humbled out again. I
Yeah.
mean, I'm cleaning throw up in the back seat of a car and on the floor, and I'm like, what the hell happened to my life? Nothing against my brother's business. I mean, we became like I became a very good detail, believe me. And I
That's
really
awesome.
ramped it up. And once I stopped complaining, And once I stopped begrudging all the loss, which took me a while, I mean months, to leading up to my attempt in November of 96, my brother was looking out for me, and I was seeing, therapists. I was really trying to help myself, but it just was a little bit too late how I was doing the medication. I didn't get on it Zoloft very quick, and it just wasn't working quick enough for me, and it kept building up, and the ideation and the vodka and the pills in the trunk and all this stuff, and driving up down the road delivering cars, and where am I going to do this? And it becomes obsessive, and it becomes such a vicious ideation. And I wasn't saying anything to anybody that I'm getting close. I wasn't saying I'm suffering really bad and I'm thinking about hurting myself. And nobody asked me. Because
But nobody will.
obviously, and
I
yeah,
got to
because
ask,
obviously, most people don't like
when you
family and
got
stuff.
close.
Yeah, but I just want to say this: most family, and you don't fault them for it. It's a hard question to ask somebody. Are you thinking about killing yourself? I ask it all the time now when I'm dealing
Are
with
you
people.
kidding me though? Because I know I came close. And when I
Okay.
was about to, and I got stopped, when I was about to, and I've seen this in other people that did take their lives. The
Yep.
truth is, I was happy because I saw the end. And so for a lot of people, the family has no idea because they're like, wow, they've turned the corner. They're a ray of sunshine. And we hide it so well. That's what we do. We feel completely unloved. Why would we even tell anyone? Like,
Oh,
you had no
secrecy.
idea the depth of love your brother had for you until
Well, I know they
until.
loved me, and they loved me, and they knew I was sickly and I was depressed,
Yeah.
but they just said, like most people say, and I say this a lot in my videos. When we see celebrities or we see someone that's not even known, or the neighbor, or you hear it in the newspaper, or some people that are not celebrities, whoever it is, that's why I say it's an unbiased variable of life, right? Poor, rich, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, for all the things I've been through, and to say it's so secretive, you really keep that secret because first you're ashamed, you have a lot of guilt. And you keep it a secret. And I'm trying to break people out of this
And
secrecy,
no one cares.
or nobody cares, but they really do
They
care. Like
do.
if
That's the sickness. That's the illness, the belief
I
that no one cares. And
exactly.
that's why I said that, because I want whoever's out there listening to know
Yes.
people do care. That's why we're doing this show, because we care. We don't even know you, but we know you're worth living. We
Every
know it
life is
gets better.
precious. Every life is precious.
Every life. So, you could reach out to either of us. Find someone, find a loved one, find a friend, whatever it is. You are worth it.
And I see, you do your level three coaching, and I was looking over that and some really good stuff there about how to coach something into doing the things that we're talking about. And for me, when I say about taking action, and I learned early on in my Buddhist practice when they started talking to me about the wisdom about, Dan, you got this poison, you got to turn this into medicine someday. You got to take this poison in your karma and turning it around and show people that you've turned your poison into medicine. I didn't believe him at first in 08, 09. And I started practicing after Justine got hurt. And she almost died out of the five kids in the car. And she took the TBI, broken hip, lost the left peripheral. Horrific. I never saw her mother suffer. And I'm surprised she didn't go there. But at the same time, I watched a captain of a mother. But when it happened, and I see what happened to her, and I'm like, I had no control, and we lose that control of life, and you get so down about it, and I'm like, it was just I started practicing, and I'm chanting, and I'm reconciling with my biological son. I'm getting these benefits from practicing, and I'm getting these benefits, but the benefit I wasn't getting, I wasn't getting better. I was starting to get more depressed.
Oh,
So
that's
as a
awful.
Buddhist practicing, I still went down that road in 2010
Yeah.
after everybody left the house. And I just felt I couldn't do nothing for her. I was worthless. And it really comes down to that self-love you mentioned and the
Always.
worthiness. We didn't be brought up sometimes. The love wasn't a big hugging thing. My mother would hug, but my father never said, I loved you, or he loved me. I knew he did, but we need that affirmation. So I always hug my biological son and my stepkids, and I tell them I love them, and they get all nervous and stuff. But I grab them and I tell them, I love you, man. And I'm here for you. And these are the things I've learned from not getting it in the past. But to feel that worthlessness and not feeling worthy, and you feel just so worthless, like, why am I even here? Like you mentioned with the Carrie thing, and I need a different life. And we have all these things about wanting to live a different life. Until you own it and who you are, I never thought I'd be here today. I never thought I'd be doing this. And I wrote the program in 2000, and I said, I'm not doing it in 2010. Took me 6 years to overcome the shame and the guilt I felt from trying to take my life. And then one night at 3 a.m. in the morning, after I chanted and I went to sleep, I woke up off the couch. I made my very first video in 2016. And the hour of the ox and whatever it was, and the lion, and I'm just getting up. It's a little rusty, obviously, because I wasn't doing videos. Although I was managing my brother's Top 40 oldie band, and I was a public peep person on the stage. Much different when you're trying to communicate like I am now with people, and polishing yourself to a point where you can really get your message across.
Well, Dan, I really do appreciate you sharing that and being so open about it. And I have to say this. I don't know if our listeners understand where you were when you made that first video. Now, I've got a definition of the word courage. I call the word courage faith in action, going into what we fear because our heart tells us to do it. And the amount, just so anyone that's watching, the amount of fear and vulnerability and authenticity and rawness that it takes to just do that. It's not done except for love. It's done because I don't want to do this. I don't want to share this. This hurts to bring up, but I know the pain and I want to help one other person not have to suffer like I did.
And
You know,
I
and
see
I
that.
yeah,
And
thank
I
you for that.
saw it. No, I appreciate it. Thank you. But when I got courage is huge in my practice about
It's
being a
everything.
lion. And they talk about it a ton. And President Kennedy, before he passed in 95, he used to talk about the youth and the courage we need to have in this world. It's a tough world. It's good, bad, and ugly. But we got to have this certain amount of courage, because you will check out without it. You need to have it. And when I got up off that couch and I said, I'm doing this, man. I mean, I'm usually a courageous person in my life in the past. I mean, I never even thought about suicide until I was 39 years old. I'm like, tough guy, Italian. It's not about toughness. Sickness and depression is not about being toughing yourself up and moving yourself out of it. Whether we see celebrities, I'm a big football fan. I played 10 years. I was going into college. My dream was to be a pro, and I really was excelling. I like Junior Seahawks from San Diego, linebacker for the Patriots. Ends up shooting himself in the chest. Has two beautiful daughters and killing himself. And I just cry, and I get tears when I hear someone that has committed suicide. I know, and you know, where we were. Whether we attempt or not, getting to that moment that I talk about is horrific. It's
The
an
amount of
ugly,
pain, the amount of pain that takes
it's
you there.
ugly. It's ugly.
People that have never experienced it do not know.
No.
And you know, the crazy and sick part is I do a lot of shadow work on myself. I do a lot of deep work all the time. That's my life. And I'll tell you what, because when we're there, we're protecting ourselves. We're not going to get hurt. We're not going to get betrayed. We put up that armor. We try to control the world. We try to make the world the way we think we want it. And we resist the world the way it is. We try to play the character. We try to be the character they told us to be. And that's not our authentic self. You can't love what's fake. And so we can't love
Oh,
ourselves.
of
Now I'm
course.
going to throw this there because I don't even know where to put it. I was at a meditation retreat and I met this guy and I did some negative self-talk nonsense and I was getting better. And he pulls me aside and he's like, "What are you doing? Is that how you want to see yourself? Is that what you want to be? Is that who you are?" And I tell you what, You want one step. You can't get off the couch. Fine. When you're going through all the thoughts of what a piece of crap you are when you're sitting on the couch, please stop. At least for a
Right.
second. You were put here by love, for love, with love. Understand you are an incredible creation. You may be stuck right now and it's a terrible feeling, but the negative self-talk only drives it, only makes the hole deeper. The negative thoughts only make it deeper. Being able
Oh,
to
definitely.
get a couple of positive thoughts, being able to have a little gratitude for the world. Find one thing. For crying out loud, it could be, I am so happy I have indoor plumbing, so I don't have to go. I love indoor plumbing. We can just get a drink of water
Mopping,
by going in.
like you said, mop the floor and get some humility.
Exactly. Whatever it is, but find, turn that frown upside down. Initially, it might feel a tiny bit fake, but start knowing, because until you start respecting and loving who you are and living the life for you, and no one can tell you what that is except for yourself,
And
you're going to
living
be
under your
pushing
own
against
terms,
the forces,
exactly.
and it
And you're,
hurts.
it does. And you bringing this up too about this taking action thing, issue, and finding humility and serenity. Like I lost an older brother a month after my dad in 04. My dad was turning 78, 79. Lived a good life. Did a lot of charitable work, showed me how to care for people.
Yeah.
But my brother Frank, my older brother, was in and out of drugs and drinking, and he had a lot of problems, but he lived a very vibrant life.
Yeah.
And he was only 53 years old a month later. And it was just horrific for me when I was raising the stepkids and losing my older brother a month after my dad. My mom's in the same funeral home a month later. It was just the worst.
It's
And then 3 years
devastating.
later, my stepdaughter getting in the wrong car. I mean, I had all these challenges. And no wonder why I ended up where I was in 2010. It just built up, built up. I was trying to control everything in my I was working so hard overtime while she was taking care of, my
Sucks.
stepdaughter. I fell to the floor and I had a breakdown.
Yeah.
And
And you
that's when
just
I
used
met
a
you.
word there. You were trying to control everything. That's a critical point for people like
Pressure.
us.
Pressure.
Because it
For
just,
anybody.
we feel like we have to carry the whole world sometimes, and it's too much. We
Especially for
have to
men.
trust. We have to learn to receive love. And we can't receive love until we're vulnerable. We can't receive love until we're open and ready to get hurt.
And our own love and loving ourselves. It starts there. You
Yeah.
can't love anybody else if you don't love yourself.
You
I
have
realized I
nothing
wasn't
left.
loving. I realized I wasn't loving myself. I was loving everybody else but me.
Yeah, that's exactly. Thank you. Turning point in my life. All of a sudden, I'm like, I love my family. I love it. What do I do it for? What do I get? What do I do for me? How do I treat myself? I can't put myself in the way of everyone's bullets. Sometimes they have to take them because it's not serving any of us. They're missing their life and I'm sabotaging my own.
Exactly, because if I'm disengaged with my kids at all, if they're disengaging, the old Dan would be like, "What are you doing?" I call them and I'd scold them, and even as they're older, like, "What, you don't want to talk to me, have a relation? I'm a good father, I'm a good stepfather." And I used to challenge that so much. You know what I do now? I let them be, because they're going to go through their own suffering and their own things. But you know what I did say to all of them when I felt there was some distance going on? And you live your life, you get busy, you got your own little cocoon going on, and you
Course.
start forgetting about who raised you, you start forgetting about who was there for you, and you don't appreciate enough. And I want to show them that. But at the same time, I don't challenge them much anymore. It's like, okay, you won't hear from me. I won't say anything to you. I'm not going to scold you for it. I'm not going to try to correct you. I'm not going to try to fix you. But I did say this to all of them. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, and no matter what you don't say, and no matter what you don't do, I'll always have your back.
It's a nice feeling. It's a
And they
beautiful thing
know
to know.
this now. So they know if they ever get to a person like my brother, I know he'll always have my back, my middle brother. And I know this is a guy that would have your back, and he's had other people's back, and we've had his back. So it's just, he's older. He's a little bit more old school, like my dad. He's 5 years older, so I'm a little bit more, I'm the baby of the family, so I was a little bit more coddled by my mother, a little bit more spoiled and more sensitive, and sometimes that sensitivity, I lost that and lost my own feelings and I lost my own sensitivity. But I just wanted to mention that because, because a lot of people don't care about other people, even your own family, or don't have anybody's back. They're very selfish, and it's just not a good place to be because you really don't grow as a human
You're not
being.
helping yourself.
You're not
You're not
helping
helping the
yourself.
world. You're not helping yourself. You're not helping your creator.
And
I'm
it doesn't matter
actually.
what you do for a career, you think you're progressing in a career or education without the compassion, which we talk about a lot in Buddhism, and the caring and the love. All that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I'm going to go a little bit farther because I'm a little out there. It's okay. It's
Hey,
actually all
I'm
true
right with
stuff.
you. I'm
Cool.
there.
So yesterday, I'm coaching this woman who's 90, and she's going through it right now. There's a lot of stuff going on. She's made great progress, but life events, I haven't seen her in a little while. Life events are getting very heavy for her.
They can be
And
heavy.
she was in the elevator in her building, and there's this child who lives there who's 5-year-old autistic boy. And she knows him in passing as well as his mother. And she's really having a hard time. And she's in the elevator, and this child goes up to her and wraps his arms around her legs and gives her a hug. And the mother says he never does that to anyone.
He must have felt something.
Now, this woman has worked with me enough, and he did feel something. She's worked with me enough to know where I come from. And I was like, you have to understand, and this is why I like to define God. That's God. That's God working through to give her what she needs, to give her that nourishment. That boy, because it's different levels of perfection, that boy was in that right place at that right time when she needed that more than anything in the world. So even for people, because there's a lot of people who have small families, no families, and might feel they don't have that support you described. And I'm letting them know, there is bigger support that always has our back. When our heart is open and ready to receive, it's there to be given, and it's all love. It's hard, especially, and this is something I really want to hammer down, is I've been forged by fire. I put myself through hell multiple times. The growth I've received from it has given me the most finely honed and powerful tools. It's given me tenacity. It's given me strength. It's given me durability. It's given me confidence. It has built me as
Give
a
you courage.
person.
Give you courage too.
What am I afraid of when I know who's got my back? What am I afraid of? I would rather be dead than to not live my authentic life. That's what I know now. My life is to be lived and enjoyed and shared. In a way
And I
that's
see.
unapologetic and unafraid, in a way that's giving love unconditionally. Because what else is there? What would
Well,
I be afraid of? Someone might laugh at me. That's great. Get it out of your system. I'm being me.
Well, I think, like my back of my profile picture with the warrior and the eagle, it says, "Don't ever apologize for the madness that made you a warrior."
Yeah, you
And
get
don't
it.
be, don't be ashamed of who you are. And
Yeah.
yes, like any other illness, whether it's leukemia or cancer or whatever you're going through, depression is an illness, and we have to get away from the stigma that you're weak and you're not going to be there and you're a coward and all that. Because the last thing I am is a coward. And I never even had that thought in my mind that when I did make the attempts that, oh, you're a real chicken shit, Dan, or you're a real coward. I was just, it was all about the pain.
It was the only answer you could see.
I wanted to end the pain
Yeah.
and the suffering, and I just couldn't get out of my own way. And I wanted to jump back to the serenity part and to keep moving. And what one little tidbit that I started working on that's become very big and a lot of people appreciate it when I interview or I talk to other people. I said to myself, because I had the ideation working with my brother, and I wasn't staying in bed all day, and I was staying in bed at night. But and I got to that November moment. But in 10, I didn't get out of bed for like 8 months. And my
Good
wife says, "You got
job.
to get out of bed and take a shower, man. You got to." And I was stubborn Italian, putting the blanket over my head. I was hallucinating. There was shit going on that, and that's why when they all left the house, that attempt happened. But after all that, and I got revived, and I was like, oh man, I'm just so ashamed. I can't even believe I came to this point again 14 years later. And it's ironic because in 14 years later, I started another life in 2000. And then by 2016, I'm going public. But I was laying in bed one day, and she kept helping me to eat and shower. But at the same time, I went right back to bed. And I said, "You know what, Dan? Your wife's not going to do this for you. Your kids are not going to do this for you. Your doctors are not going to do this for you. Your therapist is not going to." And I had a great therapist. I've saw him for 8 years, this guy. I don't see him now. Tom, he's like a father figure to me.
Yeah.
And I found the right guy. I went through a few therapists, but I found somebody that could have good rapport with. And used to hug me when I left meetings, something my father never did. So he knew I needed that touch and that hug,
Yeah.
But I said to myself one day, nobody's going to do this for you. And I talk about it in my video. So I says, "You need to at least get up, take that shower, wash your body, go eat, take a walk with the dog, read just a little bit, maybe just a little TV, and you can go back to bed and suffer." And I call it the short list. I
I
only had
like
a
that.
short list. I could, and I call it a short list.
Yeah.
Do the short list. And I started doing this, and I started getting out of bed more. And it took me months. I mean, this went on for all of mostly 10, and by the end of 10, I was on almost 4 or 5 medications.
Yeah.
I mean, I was really like numb, but I kept getting up and doing the short list. Now, the short list, the shower, the eating, the walk started getting longer.
Good.
And I was really humbling out. Like, this is it. You bottomed out, man, again. And you just have to just show everybody you're going to get healthy again and yourself. And then the dog walks got longer. The reading got longer. The TV got longer. Whatever it is, engaging with the family got more. And then this went on all through 11. And I'm
Yeah.
chanting, and I'm chanting my mantra every day. Nam Myoho Renge Kyo, and I'm doing my thing. And I'm trying to raise my life condition. And I got to that point at the beginning of 11, at the end of 11, the beginning of 11, and I started chanting. We chant for things that we want to change. Like, I want to be off medication. I know some people still need it, but I want to be off medication. So by the end of 11, I ended up being med free.
Beautiful.
And the doctors worked me slowly, take the advice of your doctor. Okay, Dan, you want to do this, but we got to do things gradually. So I've been med free since December of 2011.
And I want to say, I want to just also repeat that. Yes, if you are in a dark place, please reach out to a physician, to a therapist. Like, definitely seek medical attention. Do not wildcat. And hopefully
Good point.
when things are good, you find that right person, you find that person you're connected to. And I really love that your doctors worked with you to reduce it, because a lot of doctors are a little dodgy about that. Your doctor's working with you to reduce your dose, but listening to your request, monitoring you, and helping you to get to the goal. That's phenomenal.
Well, you're not going to wish it away.
No.
You're not going to wish suffering away. And when they talk about our suffering in the Buddhist practice becomes our enlightenment. And I never
Yes.
got that at first. I never got it at first. And it's like, you've taken on the appropriate karma, Dan. You're going through this, they tell me, and it's like you've already taken on this. You've taken on the appropriate karma. I'm like, what? Wait a minute, I don't want to take this on. No. This is your karma. You wanted this in your past life, whatever it is. If you're here now, and you've taken this appropriate karma on for you, that you're going to show people that you can have courage to move out of this, take action. And it all became an evolving thing as the consciousness of our minds, and as Buddhists, we only have eighth conscious, right? Eighth consciousness. But in Buddhism, we can't see, we talk about the ninth conscious. We have a ninth one that we don't really tap into, whether people do it through faith or whatever we're doing it through. And it's inconspicuous, benefits, inconspicuous benefits we're getting, and we don't really realize. But when we start trusting the process, I mean, there's no stopping me.
All
I'll be
right.
numbing, and I'll be numbing Renge-kyo to my last breath, and going into my next life and raising my life condition even further. But that's, I think it's very important that people know that it might not happen immediately for you, because it surely didn't for me.
But let's
But
be
I know,
honest. You said something, and I have to stop you on it. Trusting the
No, that's fine,
process.
Dan.
Trusting the
Oh,
process. I'm going to beat this to death.
that
No pun
was hard.
intended.
No, I know. Because I didn't trust myself at all. Like, I
But
want to be right back. I want
that
to be right
trust,
back at
that
it. Go,
faith,
go, go, go.
that is at every moment, as we start to build that, we realize when you smile at the world smiles back. That is what reality is. You can't fake it. You can't put on a fake smile, kind of. But you really can't fake it. It has to be starting with that little bit of gratitude. It has to be. This is why, and we play with the word God. This is why I do go back there all the time, though, because if I get smidge of anxiety or depression, that is now a gift. And I say thank you because that gift, I think I'm doing pretty well. That gift is delivered. It shows me where I still have something stuck to me that I need to release.
So important.
And I let myself feel into the pain.
Huge.
I'm not going to resist it. I'm not going to push it away
I'll go
because
take
it's
a
trying to tell me
vacation.
something. That pain is me. That pain is something that I'm holding in my body, that I'm holding in my psyche. And if I let it stay there, it'll grow. It'll rot me. It is a parasite. And so I'm going to go in and I'm going to look at it so close and hold it so close that I see that it was never there.
Because suffering, when they were telling me to appreciate the suffering, I'm like, hey, wait a
Yeah,
minute,
you'd think they're nuts.
wait a minute, I want to go take a vacation. I don't want to take. You tell me I should, I've taken on this appropriate comments. I got serious with one of the senior leaders practicing 40 years compared to my 18, 45 years. I said to him, what is it, this thing about suicide? Even some Buddhist practitioners have committed suicide. And they get into this moment of the world of suffering and the world of hell, and you can't get out of it. And we're human too,
I
because
don't
we're in and
agree
out of
with what
these
they said
worlds.
there.
Right. So we're not out of the world all the time. But I asked them, I said, what happens if I was successful? He pauses for a second. He says to me, listen, Dan, you're going to come back, is how we believe in Buddhism, that we're going to be reincarnated, we're going to live another life, we're going to keep raising our life condition. President Kate is coming back, and so I might come back as a different person, but I could be your brother in the next life. I could be your father, who knows, whatever's going to happen. But he says, here's the issue there with it: if when you do come back, and if you are successful, you got to start over where you left off.
Exactly. I
and i
actually
went
hit that in a
and i went and i went to
meditation.
him like this. I said, wait a minute, are you
Yes.
kidding me? Well,
That and that but that
I
is
don't
as
want to be
true.
successful.
That is as
I
true as anything I've ever heard because
couldn't
literally
believe it.
in a meditation I process through that
It was
because
great
we
wisdom.
are each one of us is a vibration, like a signature, like a fingerprint, a unique vibration. And if we reach that point of pain, and successfully cleave the life at that point. Yes, the vibration not only is stuck at that frequency, yes, you will get back into it, and yes, you will suffer again. The vibration is stuck at that frequency. I believe it becomes even stronger. I believe it becomes an even a different type of challenge. And it's really, he was telling you the most honest truth in the world, you do not get out of it. What it is there for,
Can't escape it.
this is what it is. It's like a video game. where you have level bosses, you have difficult challenges, and you have to be powered up to a certain point with the right tools and weapons and stamina in order to face that boss. And those of us who've been cursed or blessed, depending on what side of the fence you're on
Course.
with this disease, that's a big boss. But you will always have the tools to face it. Just let yourself give yourself, you are here with love. You were given that as your challenge. You chose it. The stuff going on in your life, look at it. It's there to help you.
You
I
know, you
don't
would
see.
talk. And you were talking about all, we get all these life events going on, in Buddhism, when we look at all these life events, because, my short list, obviously doing it brought me serenity, brought me more gratitude. Like, hey, you got no money. You're bottomed out. Hey, just appreciate the friggin' air you're breathing right now, Dan. I mean,
Start
that's all you
small.
got right now. And
Yeah.
then that list, obviously, after 10 and right up until, 16, and everything was going on, and staying with my business and my real estate, my list started getting longer and longer and longer. And now I'm running 10 people in my real estate business. And now, I mean, I'm showing people victories. Like in Buddhism, we want to show proof that we
Yes.
can be victorious. And when we're chanting Nam Myoho Renge Kyo, Nam Myoho Renge Kyo in a rhythmic way, it's very rhythmic. And the rhythm is vibrating, and it's bringing us into these, whether we got the Gohonjin and the scroll, all the 33 Buddhist gods, the God of the universe, the God of the sun, and we're just reflecting back. We're not worshiping it, but we're reflecting back on our own life and what we're doing with our life and how we're helping others raise their life condition, like my grandkids, and showing them love and showing them I got your back, and all of it.
And
And once that rhythm gets going in your life, you can always go back to it. Like I might miss a day chanting and I feel like out of rhythm, but boy, when I sit back down, I'm back into rhythm again. So you gotta
Dan,
grab onto something.
I gotta go backwards again. You said something, and I have to do
No, it's
this.
good. I like the rapport
When,
about front back.
because when we, this is something, people stay in relationships, let's say a marriage, for the kids, but they don't love each other. And they set this example. They show the kids, this is how you live. But it's not love. It's effort. It's force. You're really trying to make this. It's fake. And what you're able to give to your kids and grandkids at this point through and because of what you've been through, you have to, I read this wonderful quote not too long ago, which is people who've had to journey through the darkness was because they are so powerful and needed to learn those lessons to get up. Like it really is the it ultimately, you are such a strong person. You are such a whole person because of what you've been through. And so now what you can offer, not by wisdom stories and not by all this other stuff, but to the people, your loved ones, your close ones, with your presence, you have the energy you give off, and you have how you interact with life. And they see that, and that gets modeled. That gift you're giving just by being you,
True.
it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
And I was
Like
talking to
people
my
don't see it at that level, but that gift, you can't put a price on that, and you can't replicate it.
And I see people suffering still. Like I do a lot of interior work, and I value for lenders, and I'm seeing people's lives. So, I go into a lot of homes and my other personnel, but I run into a lot of suffering. As a
Yeah.
Buddhist, and as a Buddhist, I gotta put my hand on somebody. I tell them I'm practicing Buddhist. I'm gonna chant for you to overcome this suffering. And I just had something happen to me recently that really emotionally affected me, and I cried about him. There was a gentleman. I was in Hartford, Connecticut. I won't mention his name. He was he's a person of color, and he had two boys. He's in an estate problem, and I was trying to help him through this estate problem. But as we're walking through the house, the bank's trying to really not, they're trying to take money they don't have coming. And the mother didn't, and he finally was made the administrative, and he's fighting in probate, and I just seen all the suffering in his face, and I'm like, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, and now he starts taking up close to me to open doors, and I could feel all his suffering all over me, you know? And he goes, you know, I lost my mom 2 years ago. This is what he says to me. And I say, I lost my mom at 17, along with a dog that I had at 13 and a half years old. Tough year, tough suffering. And what brought me through, obviously, my tools got me through all of this. It's like, why don't you go back to where you were in the suicide ideation? I said, because I've learned about myself, and I've learned that I'm no different from anybody else. I can get there. But anyway, as we're walking through this three family, and he starts opening up to me more. We're in this little tight hallway, and he's looking right at me, and he goes, I also lost my two sons.
Oh my God.
And I'm looking at him, and I'm
I
like,
can't even.
and he says to me, not only lost his mother 2 years ago, he says, in the past 5 years, I lost my two sons.
My
I said,
God.
and they were young, right? In your 30s, 20s, whatever. I said, what happened? He goes, one of my sons, this is all within 5 years on this guy, and the kind of suffering that life can throw at us. And he says, one of my sons was in a love triangle, and he got shot 42 times.
Oh my God.
This is what he tells me, right? He goes, my other son, 2 years later, dies in a horrific car crash.
Oh my God.
So I did everything I could not to cry because I didn't want him to. And he starts crying a little bit, looking at me. And I just hugged the guy. Just, it was just one of the, I mean, I hear a lot of suffering, but that one was tough.
That's the amount of strength that man has had to
And I told
find.
him, I said, you're going to overcome this. I'm going to chant for you. I took his card and I put it in my Buddhist bowl, my ringing bowl. And I've been chanting for this guy to have victory because he's got a brother and a sister. I said, they need you and you need yourself. But he wants a repair shop, his shoe repair, and all that. And I'm like, you know, and he really, I think he appreciated that I took the moment to hug him. And he just was, you know, he felt like a more upbeat after we were done. And I told him, you know, you're going to overcome all this and you're going to have victory. So things like that. And I wanted to mention this about suffering. You know, some people suffer you know, they come out of it. You know, they come out of their suffering and they raise their life condition without any things that we're talking about, or even going towards suicide. You know, like my brother said, he goes, I never think I would go there. I said, well, you never want to say never because you never know.
You
And
never
I
know.
never thought I'd go there again in 2010 after 14 years, but never say never because you can get sickly. But some people, their mindset, you know, they might think it, like they say 95% of the people think about hurting themselves, but it passes. But what about the people that it's not passing on? And that kind of suffering that we're dealing with in bringing us out of this suffering, like we're trying to help people overcome the suffering and deal with the suffering. And then some people will just never go there, but a lot of people do. And I was hoping, I'm hoping this guy doesn't, because I'm chanting for him not to. And but you know, in the end, I say to myself, what is our role in this world? What is our mission? And it's a mission for me now. It's not about the speaking in front of 100 people, or you know, wherever I'm speaking or whatever I'm doing. They'll ask me, like, Dan, why don't you go back? Why aren't you going back there when all these life events come at you? Because I said, first of all, I have my faith. Second of all, I have all the tools I've learned that I'm giving to others, short list, whatever it is. And I'm just never going to go back there, no matter how bad I suffer, and no
And
matter
I'm
how.
jumping in, Dan.
Yeah,
Tell you
good.
what, that's beautiful. Number one,
Was
you
just a tough
being there,
story I needed to get out again. But.
for him, that's God. Who puts that together? Because he needed that. He needed you. And so you were put together. It's like the hug.
The spiritual energy put me there, whether in real estate or not.
Exactly. That's what I'm
Here I
trying to
am.
say. I
I'm in
use the
front of the
word
guy.
God. It doesn't matter. If anyone has a problem with it, they can suck up and
No,
deal
I'm
because it's
fine.
what love is.
To God to the spirit.
It's all the same thing. It's a convenient name, it's a handle.
Sure.
So that's what put divine love put you there because you were what you
Divine.
needed to get through that.
Exactly.
And that is how we start to build the faith. And the faith is what's going to help us more than anything else to get out. I am not the same person. I have distant memories of what it's like to be like that.
Me too.
That's how strong it is. It is, you ask me, my answer is it is a choice. I know what I am now. I know that I'm loved. I know that I do love. I know that God works through me. And I know that I am here to give love and to reflect love back. And I have lessons to learn, and I'm part of other people's lessons. We are here to experience this beautiful world that we've created for ourselves. We're here to be the love.
We're constantly learning because
Constantly.
people talk in the negative and some people stay in suffering their whole life. And it's
Yes.
sad because I see people sitting on a chair that hasn't moved off a chair for a
And
long time.
that's really what I want to focus on a little bit, because people in depression, and this is critical, don't believe that they could become happy because society tells
Of
them they
course.
can't. I'm living proof that that's wrong.
Oh, me
How
too.
about you? How about you?
But you want to take everybody out of their suffering, and sometimes it's
But
their
without the
karma.
hope, and without people actually knowing, without people having, you see, how many people, when you were there, did you know that had gone from the darkness to being happy? Not just not suicidal, actually happy. Waking up being grateful that they are who they are and they would never want to be anyone else. How many people, when you were in the dark place, did you know of?
True.
And what would it have meant to you? Not just have one, but two people at once that can say, hey, you know what? There is the other side. And when you're on the other side, life still throws shit at you. But once you realize you don't have to take it so seriously, you don't have to sit there and be like, oh, I'm nothing. And the mind lies. All that stuff in your head when you're in that dark place, you know what those are? Those are lies. The truth is, you are
Depression
loved by
lies.
your creator. Your default state is joy, and this bullshit, pardon my French again, in your head, this walling off to protect is your prison. That's not you. Don't confuse it. Find that little glimmer of light.
And I appreciate that. That is really a strong metaphor. To look at all that, no matter what's going on, and how do you get through it, Dan? And I have my challenges like everybody else, but I said to my kids and my grandkids, I said to my loved ones, and I'm like, okay, you're not with anybody right now. I'd like to see you with somebody and all that. I said, I date, I do my thing, whatever. So I'm so busy with my real estate business and my inspirational speaking, just don't have really time for a relationship right now. And that's okay. But at the same, I've had many of them and very successful ones too, and
Yeah.
long-term ones. And I've put all the work in and I've done it all. And I've got a lot to give, but I said to them, and I look right at them, and I said, I can honestly say through all the bullshit in life, because people think life is just so wretched and so bad. I said, listen,
It
we
is
see
what
the
you make of
news,
it, man.
right? We see the news, and there is a lot of evil, and there's a lot of devilish function. We call it in Buddhism and evilness and ill intent people. I'm recognizing ill intent people, even in some Buddhists I deal with, it can be a little ill intent and very selfish. So I recognize the ill intent in people very quickly.
Yeah.
And you got to have good intent in your heart, and people will notice it when you have it. And I try
That's
to
the
show that
truth.
in my videos. So I have good intent, and this is what I'm doing. But I really looked at them all, and maybe we can end with this word I'm going to use. I said, through all this bullshit and that's everything going on in life, and the good and the bad and the ugly, I can honestly say I'm at the happiest I've ever been in my life.
That, if I could tell you, right now, there's a lot of flux in my life. And if anyone were from the outside, they'd be like, wow, I have never been happier because I'm not afraid, because I trust, because I know what's true.
It's
I'm
so
not going to
true.
let this stuff rock my world. I know what's true. I know what the real force is, and it's love. And it is what I call God, but we can call it divine, we whatever it
Whatever.
is. Like,
Spiritual, whatever.
until f being able to connect to that is the world. But, and I don't know, like a few.
Well, I want to say this, because they
Yeah.
say in Buddhism, when you find happiness within the struggle, that's when you know you've got something going on. You find that happiness with you. How could you be happy when you're struggling and you got all these headaches and you got, excuse my language, you got all this shit going on in your life? And No, wait a minute. I'm happy because I know the struggle is going to make me grow. So
Oh,
I'm
that's
happy
what it
within the
is.
struggle.
You said it. You nailed it. So here it is. I got a chapter. So I have a book also. I'm in the process of
Oh,
doing
good.
whatever it is. And I got this chapter called Angels and Demons. Now, I love Taoism. No one knows Taoism, but that's the yin yang symbol. It's all
I
about
know. Yeah.
balance.
Yeah.
So for every angel, because of balance, you have a demon.
Of course.
If you have
They're
five
always.
angels, you got five equal and opposite demons. And I'm going to tell you about demons, and you might know this from Buddhism. And so we hear the devil. Now, the devil's the bad guy.
They're always nipping.
They are. But here, so the devil's the bad guy. Now, if we're going to take, and I'm going here, let me do it. If you're going to take God, God is all-knowing, all-powerful, and all-present. In Buddhism, this is also described, but it's through a series of different deities, I believe.
Of course.
So God is at that level. So if the devil's running around and you want to believe in a devil, God knows about it and he's letting it happen and he can zip it. So the angels are that 5-year-old who came over and gave that woman a hug. The angels is this man I'm looking at who is there to be present for a man who suffered loss. That's unimaginable to me. And the devils are there to give us our challenges, to help us to find our strength, to help us to hone our skills, to help us to know who we are. The devils are there to serve us as well,
Well, they have
as
a
long as we
purpose.
don't resist it.
Well, they
We
have a well, they have
they
a
help us
purpose.
find our courage, our strength, our
Of
faith,
course.
and
Well,
deepen
true
all
that.
of those. I'm not saying they're good guys. I don't like them.
Of
When they come
course.
into my life, it sucks, but I see
It's
what
part
they
of
give
life.
me.
It's life.
It's life. And you know what I do? I play with them
Good and
because I have
evil
no
will be,
choice.
look at good and evil has been going on forever, but the good keeps. And that's why we keep surviving in this world because
Yes, ultimately,
it keeps going. It's like
spoiler
this.
alert, God wins.
Always winning that race by a length or two.
Yeah, but and that's the best part. Even good and evil are relative because we've all had the incidences in our lives that were not good, but down the road led to the greatest outcomes we could have met. You take the wrong turn, you meet the girl you marry. You're 5 minutes, that's we all have stories like that. We have loved ones with stories like that.
Everybody
I'm not
has
making
them.
this up.
People have this thing of like keep it all away from me, but at the same time, once you embrace that, like President Kay talks about that, without evil you can't have good, without good you can't have evil.
They
You know,
define each other, yes.
you got two things going on, but once you start edging away and knowing that, okay, the devilish functions typically, like President Kay, they didn't bother him anymore for the rest of his life. He almost died of leukemia at 28 when he took on the practice. And everything, he had a lot of problems. He lives till he's 95. But in the devilish functions, once they see you're strong in faith, whether it's your God deity or the Buddhist gods of energy, whatever it is, they kind of don't want to come around you too much because they know that you're going to just.
And when they do, yes, but when
But
they
when they
do,
do,
they come like they mean it. They don't,
of course.
we don't get low-level Mickey Mouse. We are not on easy mode. When they come, they bring it all. And it's still, because
Look
here's
at
the beautiful part,
the
that used to affect me, but once I
guy I
got
talked about.
faith and I see how the game is played, now I have
Well, I asked
strength.
the, you know, I asked the guy that had the tragedy with the two sons and the mother. I said, "Are you a God believer?"
Yeah.
He goes, "I have a relationship, a different." He said, "Now," he said, he's been a God believer his all his life, Lutheran church, whatever. But he said to me, "Now I have a different relationship with God." This is
Yes.
what he says to me. I said, "Will you hold on to that? Because it must be helping you." And he goes, "It is." It was one of my moments. And I've valued thousands of houses, man. I've seen thousands of people. And I just chant on my way out, and like I hope these people have a good life. I see babies. I'm like the first responder in a house, right? Or I'm the electrician or the plumber. I'm seeing things, but they're walking me through every room, and I'm seeing their life. And And I just absorb it all and say, I'm here for a reason, and maybe give them that energy. I might not say, hey, I'm a practicing Buddhist, I chant. And of course, I'm not going to be saying that all the time, but I'm giving them energy as I'm talking to them. And, and I see suffering and I see a lot of happiness too. So it's that good and bad going on all the time. And it's a wonderful life, I tell people, one of my favorite movies. It's a wonderful life. It's just what you make of it. If you want to sit in depression, and if you want to stay in bed every day for a year or two, or sit on a chair for 3 years, that's going to be your choice.
Hey Dan, I got this for you. You were raised Catholic, right?
Yep.
So, according to Catholics, you have heaven, which is somewhere. There's a bunch of spirits floating around, and Jesus and Mary are there in physical form. I'm not sure why. I guess they could throw a ball just between the two of them because no one else is catching it. But
Right.
here's the deal. And I know Buddhism has a slightly different take on it with Bardos, but heaven and hell are right here, right now.
Oh, they believe that. It's
Heaven
not
and
somewhere
hell,
in the ground. It's here.
it's right here, right
Oh,
now.
Buddhists believe
You
that.
take old Chris, you take old Dan, we would
Yeah.
not be having, we'd be having a very different conversation 20 years ago.
And we might not even be here.
Nah, we'd be having a, we'd be having a oh, woe is me and the world sucks conversation because we'd
Right.
have ourselves in hell. Even if the circumstances were exactly the same, it would be, oh, I have a challenge. Oh, now. And that's the suffering. We literally put ourselves through it. No one else can do that. And you said something earlier. People ask you for help. People ask me for help. You know what I tell them? And it's the worst thing, but it's the best thing, and it's the only thing. I cannot carry your water. I will
True.
help. I will do everything in my power
I
to
would
help point
support
you in a
you.
direction.
Right.
I will do everything in my power to help you see where you're resisting. But I can't feel it for you.
Can't do it for them.
I can't see it for you. I can't know it for you. I can't grow for you. I can only be there,
And
and
I
I do my
have like
best.
my own kids suffering, or they're having trouble. I said, look, guys, hey, I'm human. Sometimes it's tough getting out of bed some days. But you know what? Like my brother said, you gotta keep moving, you gotta get out of bed. Gotta go to school, gotta do your thing. Because no one's gonna do it for you. No one's My wife didn't drag me out of bed, she begged me to get
But
out
it's
of
not
bed
that no
once
one's
it was
going
too much.
to. No one can. Even if they wanted
Good
to, with
point.
all the love that the sun can shine down,
Good
they
point.
can't do it for you ever. They can't even tell you how to do it. Everyone is like a fingerprint. We all have our own unique signature,
Of
our own
course.
way of trusting and loving ourselves
And
and giving
finding a
love that's
way, and
around us.
finding that way. When you say
Yes.
about appreciating the love, and when I was watching my brother and his family operating, I wasn't seeing it at first because I was suffering so bad. But once I started pulling out of the problems and the depression, I was really appreciating the happiness. I would say, like, you can have this happiness. This can happen for, you can be happy again, Dan. Don't give up. You can be happy again. I tell people, you can. I mean, I ain't saying we're in euphoria all the time. And I go on vacation. I'm happy. When you come home, you still got problems. So it's like
I
you
got a
can't
trick.
expect.
I
You
got a
can't
trick.
expect.
No, I'm not kidding, because we are co-creators of this reality. Reality reflects our soul, and our soul is tied with our intent. And if we're able to continually be vigilant, like a cat outside a mouse hole, to our thoughts and our energy, and continue bringing us into the appreciation, the joy, the like very positive places, continue raising our vibration, we're changing our world. If you want to, this is what they mean. If you want to change the world, change yourself.
And that's
Start.
huge.
That's
That's
all.
huge.
No, that's not just huge. That's it.
It's
You have a
everything.
problem with your wife, guess what? You can't change her. You can change you. You can be like, if it's a dish on the counter, if you come in and say, hey, you left the dish on the counter again, it's just going to be a problem. Or you could be like, you know what? Not a big deal if I put it away. That's also going to be a different way of doing, like you find
Of
your
course.
dance that
Can't
respects,
change
loves, and
anybody.
honors.
You can maybe support people and help people, but you can't change anybody. They got to change themselves.
Except for yourself.
And I have my little book from President Kennedy. He's got love, he's got compassion, he's got determination. And that determination quote was, once you make a determination, and you make a determination that every nerve and fiber in your body will orientate itself towards that victory.
Yes.
And once I made this determination, and a member that I talked to about Jesus, that he existed, he was a great bodhisattva of the earth, meaning a bodhisattva is very compassionate, things like
Yes.
that. But we don't believe in certain miracles, and certain things like that, but the spiritual realm of it all. But he said to me, I'm going to send you this determination quote. And he sent it back then in 08, 09, and I lost track of it in 10. And I had it above my desk and not reading it enough. But once he gave me that quote from President Kadar, and I just made my video, it was kind of difficult making this video. I don't know why I was stuck with it. And I said, well, this is the video that really, this word and this quote really changed my life.
Now
Because
this is
once
what
I, hold on
I'm
one second, I
sorry.
just want to say, once
This
I
is what I
was.
want. Can you please repeat the quote before we go forward, just because it's important.
It says, when your determination changes, everything starts to move in the direction that you desire. Every nerve and fiber in your body will
Every nerve
orient
and fiber, because we're doing it, we are setting
will
our compass
orientated
with this. Yes.
orientate you to that victory.
Yes.
And I didn't believe it back then,
No,
but he
but I
sent
want
it to me.
people out there to hear this. It's not just having a thought, I want to be there. It is being there. It is
Being it.
you feel it. It's not just point. No.
And
That's, and I just wanted to stop there because that's really,
no, it's
really, if
good.
someone's going to try this, and it's super powerful.
It is.
Yeah. It changed your
Because
life.
once you, and when I was at my worst moments in 10 after my stepdaughter got killed, I was at worst moments and I made that second attempt. And then I was pulling out of it off the medication and all that. But, and they see me progressing in my Buddhist practice. I went to a Buddhist retreat they have in Western Florida, the Florida Nature Culture Center in Western Florida. It's been a beautiful Buddhist retreat to learn and wisdom and all that. But they asked me to write my experience in 2012 when I really started, really escalating into, my life condition really rising.
Yeah.
And I ended up practicing and doing my speech and what I was going to do, but it was a men's meeting. From all over the world or whatever, but I ended up giving my experience in front of 150 men in 212 in
Fantastic.
2012,
2012,
sorry.
yeah.
In 2012, I ended up giving my experience in front of 150 men about my attempts and what happened and my daughter and all that. And I was very nervous before I went up. And one of the leaders, from New York, he said to me, Dan, just go up there and like Muhammad Ali and just knock them out with your experience. And after that experience I gave in front of 150 men, I said, I want to do something with my program and everything I wrote. And it took me another 4 years before I got there, but I said, I'm going to try to help people as a Buddhist and all that. Would you believe almost 40 men, and I'm not surprised, but 40 men came up to me out of the 150 at least, congratulating me and telling me stories about their own problems, their own suicide, that the son might have did something, shot himself in front of them. And I said, wow, that's horrific. And all these people started opening up to me. And I said, geez, I might be onto something here, that people are opening up about their suffering.
It's
So we share all this.
it is
I
so
share,
lonely.
we share our sufferings because the loneliness and the isolation is a
And to
big
know that
problem.
someone else knows that pain
Amazing.
creates it's so isolating. And yeah, that's beautiful to be able to give that gift
It
and to
was just so
connect.
great. And I think back of that meeting, and I'm like, I keep progressing, and we're going to learn for the rest of our life, and the next life we're going to, whatever it is. But don't think you always get to the destination on that determination and that, okay, I'm there, because I've been struggling a little bit on my own book for 4 years. I've been in the development of this book, but as long as I keep pecking at it, like do something every day, or get to the next video, or get to the next work you need to do, or get to the next person you want to help. Once you take on that little bit of attitude, these little things turn into bigger things. And that's why I did that determination quote that I said, I kept repeating it in my video that you have to make a determination for yourself.
And
You have
feel it
to
in
have
your
a,
heart.
you,
You
you
gotta
have to feel
feel
it,
it in your
say,
heart.
I'm not like my thing, a shirt that says, nope, not today. Not today. And I kept saying that every time I wanted to go for a third attempt. Nope, not today. And that nope, not today turned into tomorrow and never again.
Yeah. Well, Dan, this is Dan Pelly, Suicide Warrior. This has been absolutely remarkable. I really appreciate you
Been
taking the
great, man.
time and opening up, just really being so authentic and present. Please
And you
let
too.
the thank you. Please let my listeners and viewers know how to contact you, any resources, anything you'd like to let them know.
You can go on social media, just Google Dan Pelly. I'm on 20 social media sites. I have my own public page, Suicide Warrior. You can find me just by Googling me. I'm at an email, suicidewarriorssavealife@gmail.com. Again, suicidewarriorssavealife@gmail.com. If anybody wants to go one-on-one or message me, talk with me, speak to other people, whatever it is, I'm there for people. And it's my mission. And like I said, just Google Dan Pelly, Pelly, and you'll find me all over social
And
media because I'm
we're
making a
also going
presence.
to, all the information's also posted below.
Oh,
So,
great.
yeah, definitely. I'm not going to make you guys hunt around. I don't want you to do all that
Well,
work. Let me
I
do
figured you'd be putting something there.
it. Yeah, let me do the work and then they'll be able to find you. But I did want you to be able to, for anyone that's driving or not able to get to the links.
And I'll put the link in, and obviously when you send me the video, I'll be posting it everywhere. And that we had a great conversation about determination and about the spiritual rumblings and not be afraid of suffering so much. Don't be afraid of it. Embrace it, change it, fight your way through it, and you'll get there, little steps at a time. That little short list and little things you can do for yourself will make you a warrior, because you're already a warrior, you just don't know it yet. We're all warriors.
Really are. If we've made it this far, there's no doubt. Well, thank you again.
Thank you, Chris. Let's talk again.